Okay, the first question. What should a community do when a devotee like Devadeva Prabhu ends up in hospital and one part of his body is paralyzed and he cannot continue to live on his own, and due to the financial situation he cannot stay in the hospital until the rest of his life? For those who do not know Devadeva Prabhu, he was a Sankirtan devotee for years and years, and due to him many of us are here today. Что учинити как заедница, когда бхакти попу Дева Прабуа завершил в больнице, одузет один дио тела, и не може наставити живети сам, а не може због финансија остати в больнице до края живота? За они кои не знаю Дева Прабуа, годинама је био бхакти Санкиртана, и због нега смо и ми данас овде.
So the question is, what's the best thing to do?
What should community do in a situation like that? A community of devotees.
Well, I would say that they should try to organize people to take care of him.
Ono što bih ja rekao da pokušaju organizirati ljude da na neki način brinu o njemu.
They can ask, you know, who would like to do that?
Mogu pitati,
who has spare time?
Ko bi mogao to raditi, ko ima vremena? Ko može odvojiti vrijeme?
Could be a temple devotee or congregational member, grihastha or brahmachari.
Znači ili bhakti iz templa ili iz kongregacije ili grihastha ili brahmachari.
And I think, you know, if everybody tries, if everyone's in the right spirit, then somehow it will work.
Ako smo svi u ispravnom duhu, onda će nekako to i funkcionirati.
That's what else can you do?
To
I see no other alternative.
Ja ne vidim neku drugu alternativu.
Whether a person's half paralyzed or fully paralyzed or with cancer or with some other disease.
Bez obzira da li osoba djelomično potpuno paralizirana ili boluje od raka ili neke druge bolesti.
Devotees should take care of each other.
Bhakti trebaju brinuti jedni o drugima.
And I think it would be appropriate that the, you know, that the leaders encourage the devotees to try to organize a group by first informing them, then asking for volunteers, and then making a schedule.
Mislim da bi lideri trebali inspirirati ljude da vide prvo ko može to raditi, da se organizira grupa, pa da se napravi onda raspored ko može što raditi.
What else?
Što nam još?
Anything to add?
Ima to nešto za dodat?
That's it.
Da, to je otprilike to.
To je to.
Maharaj Parikshit gave to Kali the four places to reside where four sinful activities are performed and where there is a gold. After that event, did Kali take shelter of Maharaja Parikshit's helmet that was made of gold? I heard about that statement, and if it is correct, where can we find such statement? Maharaja Parikshit je dao Kaliju četiri mjesta za prebivanje gdje se vrše četiri griješne djelatnosti i gdje se nalazi zlato. Da li je poslije toga događaja Kali uzeo utočište šljema Maharaja Parikshita koji je bio od zlata? Čuo sam za tu izjavu, iako je tačna, gdje se može naći takva izjava?
I never heard that.
Nikad nisam čuo za to. Bagava tam 17. pjevanje. Okay, we'll move on. Is there a divorce in Vedic culture? Da li postoji razvod u vedskoj kulturi? Is there a divorce in Vedic culture?
Is there a divorce?
Me?
Huh?
It's me.
I think this is going to be a short answer.
No. Next.
No, there is such a thing as separation.
Постоит такая ствар, как что раздвоение.
Which is under the control of a vast ring.
You like
of
separation from Krishna.
Слишком раздвоение от Кришны.
No, sometimes it is practical to take a little distance.
Поникали практично взять дистанцию.
But such a thing was carefully monitored by all the relatives being involved.
Ал таку ствар с упажливо надгледали все рождаци, кои се били уклучени.
By all the relatives which were involved there.
Значи все рождаци, кои се били уклучени там.
So there was no, there was out of question divorce.
Разводи не долази в обзир.
But there was counseling from the relatives.
Ал било и советование со страни рођака.
And it was simply so unethical that it was nobody knew anything about this.
То било толико неетично да едноставно никој ништо знао о томе.
It was like, you know, it was unheard of.
Едноставно то било нешто нечувено.
And we see by propaganda when that concept gets introduced, it becomes more like a common thing. Yes.
Vidimo po propagandi da se to uvodi i da jednostavno postaje normalna stvar.
And that's the Kali propaganda.
I to je Kali propaganda. Can a disciple be more advanced than his guru, or he can advance only to the point at which his guru is? Može li učenik biti napredniji od svog gurua, ili može napredovati samo do onog stupnja na kojem je njegov guru?
Somebody, who asked me that question?
Kome je već pitao to pitanje?
Somebody.
Neko je već...
Oh, it was in Ljubljana.
Da, to je bilo u Ljubljani.
Oh yeah, it was Badr Balaram.
Badr Balaram.
Okay, well, there's a few different aspects to the answer.
Znači, postoji nekoliko aspekata odgovora.
In general, it's possible
Općenito,
for the disciple to become more advanced.
Za učenika da postoji napredniji od guru.
But even if that were to happen,
čak i kad bi se to desilo,
the disciple would never feel that he's more advanced.
Učenik se nikad ne bi osjećao da je napredniji od svog guru.
That's one thing. And
to je jedna stvar.
Always, the disciple will always feel that the guru is his divine shelter.
Učenik uvijek osjeća da je guru njegov utočište, njegova veza sa Bogom.
Okay. In other words, a guru can be Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, or Uttama Adhikari.
S strane, guru može biti Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari ili Uttama Adhikari.
So the disciple could possibly become more advanced. That would be from an objective point of view.
S objektivne tačke gledišta, moguće je da učenik postane napredniji od guru.
Because if the person somehow, now let's look at ISKCON, because Prabhupada is our Shiksha Guru, we're reading his books and following him.
Sad ISKCON, što Prabhupada je Shiksha Guru, mi čitamo njegove knjige i slijedimo ga.
So in that sense, because he's a pure devotee,
jer on je čisti bhakt,
therefore all of us are on the path of pure devotion.
Stoga smo svi mi na putu čiste predanosti.
And if we just continue following Prabhupada's directions, then it's a matter of time that we'll become pure.
Iako nastavimo slijediti Prabhupadove upute, onda je to samo pitanje vremena kada ćemo postati čisti.
So in that sense,
u tom smislu,
the disciple cannot become like more pure.
U tom smislu učenik ne može postati čistiji.
Because he's depending upon the teachings and association of the spiritual master.
Jer on ovisi o učenjima i o druženju sa duhovnim učiteljem.
If such a thing, like, let's see, try to take an example.
Da vidimo neki primjer.
Well, you know, Ramanujacharya had a Mayavadi guru.
Recimo, Ramanujacharya imao Mayavadi guru.
And so did Madhvacharya.
Tako isto i Madhvacharya.
And, you know, Ramanujacharya never, he rejected his spiritual master. He always respected him.
Ramanuja nikad nije odbacio svog duhovnog učitelja, uvijek
ga je poštivao. But here's a case where, you know, a devotee became more advanced.
Ali to je slučaj kada je bhakta postao
and
napredniji
more pure
i čišći.
Because Ramanuja had, you know, at least five gurus.
So Ramanuja imao bar pet gurua.
And one of them was Yamunacharya.
Jedan od njih je bio Yamunacharya koji je bio čisti bhakta.
And there was some others that were pure.
Bilo je nekih drugih koji su bili također čisti.
But in any case, one of his gurus was in the beginning a Mayavadi.
U svakom slučaju, jedan od njegovih guru je u početku bio Mayavadi.
Dhruva Maharaj also considered that his mother was his Shiksha guru.
Dhruva Maharaj
Vatma Pradarsha guru.
Također smatrao da je njegova majka njegov guru, Shiksha guru, odnosno Vatma Pradarsha guru.
Because she told him to go to the forest and search for God there.
Jer mu je rekao da ide u šumu i da tamo traži Boga.
And so when he became successful,
kada je postao uspješan,
he requested or wanted he requested his mother to come back to Godhead with him.
I on je
and brought her back to Godhead.
Zahtijeva da je njegova majka pođe s njim nazad kući Bogu i povede je sa sobom.
So Prabhupada writes in the commentary to that section.
I Šrila Prabhupada piše u komentaru na taj dio.
That I hope that some of my disciples become pure devotees and take me back to Godhead.
Nadam se da će neki od mojih učenika postati čisti bhakti i odvesti me nazad kući Bogu.
So, I mean, you could say that that's just Prabhupada's humility.
Možemo reći da je to samo Prabhupadova poniznost.
Which is true.
Što je istina.
But at the same time, you know, he's writing commentary on the Bhagavatam.
Ali isto vrijeme on piše komentar na Bhagavatam.
Which is to be read for 10,000 years.
Koji će se čitati 10,000 godina.
I don't think he would just put some false sentiment, you know, some sentiment which wasn't Siddhantic.
Znači,
in the Bhagavatam commentary.
On ne bi u Bhagavatam stavio neku izjavu koja je samo sentiment.
So, in any way, it's not one of these black and white things.
Znači, to nije neka stvar koja je jednostavno crno-bijela.
You have to understand the tattva from the different angles.
Moramo shvatiti tattvu iz različitih uglova.
Yeah. Do you want to add something? Anybody?
However, there is that statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita postoji ta izjava.
That it's understood when he was talking about the Uttama and the Madhyama and the Kanista, and he said that therefore it's understood that the disciple cannot go higher than his guru. Remember this part in the Chaitanya Charitamrita?
U Chaitanya Charitamrita se objašnjava od Utama Madhyama nivou.
It's there.
Tu je rečeno da učenik ne može više više od svog
guru. Well, actually, Prabhupada mentioned it in the purport.
Stvari Prabhupada to spominje u smislu.
So it's, but yeah, it's not black and white.
Da, ali nije sve crno-bijelo.
It's not my field, but I just want to just little thing, as Punachandra Prabhu said, disciple will never actually, already out of etiquette, consider himself to be more advanced, or even he will keep that respect and worship.
Ono što je Punachandra Prabhu rekao, učenik nikad neće se smatrati naprednijim od gura po etiketi, on će uvijek zadržati taj poštovanje.
But the real spiritual master will naturally recognize.
Ali pravi duhovni učitelj će prirodno prepoznati
that this disciple is so advanced.
Ovaj učenik je toliko napredan.
He may even recommend him. to turn to another spiritual master for further guidance.
I može ga čak preporučiti prema drugom duhovnom učitelju radi daljnjega vodstva.
Which is an instruction in itself.
Što je samo po sebi instrukcija.
And in this way, the disciple will not violate the instruction of the spiritual master and still can turn to another person for a more detailed advice.
I tako učenik neće prekršiti naredbu duhovnog učitelja, a opet će se obratiti drugoj osobi za neko detaljnije vodstvo.
And as an example of Vipin Bihari Goswami,
who
was the guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakura,
koji je bio guru Bhaktivinoda Thakura,
but he had some misconceptions about Vaishnavas, and particularly about Raghunath Das Goswami.
On ima neka pogrešna shvatanja o Vaishnavama, posebno
Raghunath Das Goswami according to his caste. But as far as we can see from Bhaktivinoda's writings, that he never rejected or disrespected Vipin Vihari, kept him as his guru.
Ali Bhaktivinoda Thakura u svojim njegovim pisanjima možemo vidjeti da on nikad nije uskratio poštovanje svom guru.
There's different opinions about that, but
mada postoje različita mišljenja o tome.
Bhaktivinoda seemed to always give respect to him.
Then
you have the example of Raghunath Das Goswami's guru.
Guru Raghunath Das Goswami.
What was his name? Raghunath Das. Before he left to go with Mahaprabhu, he was staying at home as a grihastha.
On je bio doma kao grihastha.
Yadunandan. Yadunandan Acharya was his spiritual master.
Yadunandan Acharya bio njegov duhovni učitelj.
But he wasn't quite, he wasn't on the same level as Raghunath Das Goswami.
Nije bio na istom nivou kao Raghunath Das Goswami.
Who became a prominent Acharya.
Koji postao prominentni Acharya.
He was a close associate of the most advanced devotees.
On je bio bliski pratilac
najnaprednijih bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, samog Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Nityananda Prabhu.
I Nityananda Prabhu.
So, it's, the history tells us that there are some examples.
Povijest nam kaže da postoje neki primjeri.
Probably that, I don't know, I'd have to see the statement again from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I
remember the exact statement now.
Probably
you could take initiation from a Kanishtha Adhikari.
Možete uzeti inicijaciju od Kanishtha
Adhikari.
Madhyama Adhikari.
Or Uttama Adhikari.
Ili Uttama Adhikari.
But it should be understood that one cannot go higher than the guru that one takes initiation from. This is the statement.
Ali a osoba ne može ići više od osobe od koje je uzela inicijaciju.
But still,
that could be a general truth, which may occasionally be transcendent.
Because there's examples. You've given so many examples.
It can be. Usually we see that there's a general truth. And then there are some examples which break that general rule.
I postoje da primjeri koji najizgled krše to općenito pravilo.
Which may be unusual.
Što može biti neobično.
Yeah, because Raghunath Das was, as far as we understand, he was a nitya siddha.
Jo, Raghunath Das Goswami je bio nitya siddha, po onome što možemo shvatiti.
So, like this. And, Ramanuja was, either Lakshman or,
Ramanuja bio ili Lakshman.
His incarnation of Lakshman. Ramachandran's
brother.
Like this, so he's not ordinary persons.
Is GBC responsible, and in which, and to what extent, for the mistakes made in the yatra? Da li je GBC i u kojoj mjeri odgovoran za propuste u jatri?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you should answer the questions. That's what we're here for.
Well, we can just go immediately to Srila Prabhupada.
Who
was the ultimate Jivisi?
Кой был верховный Jivisi?
And there were so many things going on in his presence.
А в него присутствовали все дешевые такие многие ствари.
Which he couldn't control.
Кое не мог контролировать.
Sometimes he had even to say that if Krishna cannot stop you, what can I do?
И понекогда бы рекал, ако вас Кришна не может заустроить, что я могу учинить?
If we think that we have today some special problems going on.
Ако ми мислимо да данас имамо неке посебне проблеме кои се дешавају.
Not so special.
Нису тако посебни.
Like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu said, we know we have recordings of the letters Prabhupada answered, his answers.
Значи Равиндра Сварупа Прабху је рекао, имамо забележена писма Прабхупадове одговоре.
But he said, then there are the letters we have written to him. There are letters who have written to him by the disciples.
Ali postoji pismo koje su njemu učenici pisali.
I don't think nobody will publish that.
A i mislim da to niko neće objaviti.
Because they will find the real problems.
Onda ćete vidjeti što su pravi problemi.
In front of Srila Prabhupada. So, what could Prabhupada do?
Što je Prabhupada mogao učiniti?
But,
ali,
if one gives an instruction,
ako osoba da instrukciju,
and that instruction is wrong,
ta instrukcija pogrešna.
No, then one is responsible.
Onda je osoba odgovorna.
But if one gives an instruction which is right,
da ispravnu instrukciju,
and the others don't follow,
i ostali je ne slijede,
well, what can you do?
Što možete učiniti?
Still in humility, Prabhupada felt responsible actually.
I uvijek iz poniznosti Prabhupada se osjeća odgovornim.
But that was his humility.
Ali to je bila njegova poniznost.
I don't want to go further beyond that.
Nećemo ići dalje od toga.
One thing is that with all the difficulties we've gone through in ISKCON,
uz sve poteškoće kroz koje smo prošli u ISKCON-u,
it's still going on strong.
To se još uvijek dešava.
And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita,
in every endeavor there's a fault.
U svakom naporu postoji pogrešak.
Just like fire is so pure, but it's covered by smoke.
Jednostavno, vatra je potpuno čista, ali prekrivena dimom.
So it's not that you become a GBC member and all of a sudden you're faultless.
Nije da sad postanete GBC i postajete bez Krišne.
Just like all of us make fault, we have faults.
Svi mi imamo pogreške.
So the GBC also, they have their faults.
I GBC imaju svoje pogreške.
They don't claim to be pure devotees.
Oni ne tvrde da su čisti bhakti.
With perfect answers all the time.
Sa savršenim odgovorima u svakom trenutku.
So obviously there'll be some mistakes.
I bit će grešaka.
Prabhupada once said something I always remember.
Nešto rekao što, čega se uvijek sjećam.
When we discuss these things.
Kada raspravljamo o ovakvim stvarima.
Prabhupada said spiritual movement.
Prabhupada je rekao duhovni pokret.
In the material world.
U materialnom svijetu.
Very difficult proposal.
Vrlo teška stvar.
Not easy.
Nije lako.
As we're seeing.
Kao što vidimo. Is it according to Vaishnava etiquette and is it fair when a guru from other sampradaya reinitiates disciples from a guru in good standing within ISKCON? Da li je vaišnavski pošteno kada guru iz druge sampradaje reinicira učenika od dobrostojećeg gura unutar ISKCON-a?
Usually when devotees say another sampradaya, just talking about another organization or...
Kada bhakti kažu druga sampradaja, na običnom govore o nekoj drugoj organizaciji.
Or, what is the word? For another lineage.
Ili druga linija unutar sampradaje.
Like in a parivar.
Padivar.
Like there's a Dvaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar,
Gadadhar Parivar. Parivar.
They're all in Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Sve su one unutar Gaudiya Sampradaya.
And even in the even in our Parivar from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Čak i u našoj Parivar od Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
There are so many lines.
Postoje mnoge linije.
And even the followers of Srila Saraswati Thakur.
Shakya Sevanidhi.
Prabhupada's guru.
Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta
Saraswati. So many disciples. They have Gaudiya Math. All the Gaudiya Maths are separate.
Gopinath,
Gaudiya Math, Sri Chaitanya Math, Sri Chaitanya Mission, this one, that one. They all have their own acharyas. They have all their own ways of doing things. So, you know, if a devotee wants to leave our the Gaudiya Sampradaya and become a Ramanujite or Madhvite or follow Nimbarka, then he'll get a new initiation.
Madhva ili Shri Vaishnava, da, dobiće novu inicijaciju.
Usually when devotees ask this question, just due to a lack of knowledge, they say the word Sampradaya.
Obično bhakti postavlja ovako pitanje uz manjak znanja o riječi Sampradaya.
Is just usually just another organization.
Ono što misle u stvari, druga organizacija unutar Gaudija linije.
Or another parivar.
Ili drugčija parivar.
But at least within the Saraswat Gaudiya line, which comes from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati,
linije koja dolazi od Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati,
it's, you know, if someone reinitiates somebody else,
ako neko reinicira nekog drugog,
then it's like the guru is saying that this person's not even a Vaishnava.
To je kao da kažete ova osoba
this guru is not even a Vaishnava.
To je kao da kažete,
so
taj guru nije čak
I Vaishnava.
Pa ja moram reinicirati tu osobu.
So it is offensive.
Da, to jeste uvredljivo.
If that guru is a Vaishnava, if he's, you know,
ako je taj guru Vaishnava,
it means if he's initiated by a Vaishnava,
znači ako je iniciran od strane
Vaishnava, seriously worshiping Krishna,
ako ozbiljno obožava Krishnu,
and he's not a Mayavadi.
I nije Mayavadi.
And he's not preaching, you know, against the truth.
I dok on ne propoveda protiv istine.
He's not envious of the Vaishnava.
Nije zavidan na Vaishnava.
And he's not completely or hopelessly entangled in sense gratification, chasing after women.
Ako nije potpuno zaokupljen, zapleteno materijalno uživanje, trčanje za ženama,
which are all pretty serious, you know, conditions,
što su,
or charges,
ozbiljne optužbe.
So if the person is not in that any of those conditions, then he's to be considered a Vaishnava and one should respect him.
Znači ako nije u nekim od tih stanja, onda se treba smatrati Vaishnavom I treba ga poštovati.
Then there's no need for any reinitiation.
I onda nema potrebe za reinicijacijom.
If a person wants to go for some shiksha or something,
he
has to ask the diksha guru for permission.
Ako osoba želi uzeti šikšu, onda svog diksha gura mora pitati za dozvolu.
And even if a guru has some slight difficulty,
čak ako guru ima neke manje poteškoće,
still there's no need for people to get run off immediately and get reinitiated.
Nema potrebe da ljudi odmah otrče I da uzmu reinicijaciju.
I'll give you two examples.
Da ću vam dva primjera.
Within ISKCON.
Unutar ISKCON.
One was Suhotra Swami.
Jedan je bio Suhotra Swami.
Because he had some personal difficulty.
Jer imao neke lične poteškoće, da to je istina.
But look what he did.
Ali pogledajte što je učinio.
He went to the holy dham of Mayapur.
Otišao u sveto mjesto
Mayapur. Started chanting 64 rounds a day.
Počeo mantrati 64 puta dnevno.
And he started teaching the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I poučao o Srimad Bhagavatam.
So that means he's a Vaishnava.
Znači da je Vaishnava.
He didn't start chasing after women, taking drugs or...
Nije počeo tržati za ženama, uzimati droge.
So the people who took diksha, nam diksha, or any diksha from him, that's okay.
Oni koji su uzeli diksha od njega, to je u redu.
They don't have to take reinitiation.
Ne moraju uzimati reinicijaciju.
But they may if take shiksha from another
Vaishnava,
which they could have done right from the very beginning anyway.
Što su mogli učiniti od početka bez obzira na sve.
It's you know, somehow devotees somehow think that's wrong, or they don't know.
They feel
maybe it's not loyal to their diksha guru,
or
some other kind of misconceptions. Another example is our ISKCON Puri Maharaj from Scotland.
Другий пример наш Искунов Пури Махараджи Шкотский.
Recently had some difficulty with his disciples in Scotland.
Недавно имел некие потешкочи со своим ученицем в Шкотском.
I don't know the whole story, so I won't say anything about it.
Не знам цілу причу, по неї чули.
But so he went to Kusum Sarovara in Vrindavan, and he's doing bhajan there, he's chanting, and he's studying shastras.
He's still practicing sannyasi.
So, you know, there's no need for any of his disciples to get worried or rush off and get reinitiated. But in both cases, some disciples did, you know, kind of go go wild or whatever you say, and run off and get reinitiated.
Але в обох случаях са некі ученици едностранно подивляли, отишли у реинициации.
So this is just a kind of knee-jerk reaction when somebody hits you. Leg goes like that's
a knee-jerk reaction.
Because of previous fall-downs. So as soon as a guru just, you know, has, there's a few rumors and something, the next day she's out the door, well, trying to get a, you know,
reinitiated.
So in some cases it's needed, but it's in extreme cases.
That's my point. Sometimes I'm discouraged with the way that Vedic culture treats women. But anyway, I have faith in Shastras and I want to follow them, so I'm interested how should women behave and what's her role in modern society. Некад съм обезхраблена с тими како се в ветской култури поступа с женама. Ипак имам вјеру у шастра и желим их следити, па ме занима како се жена треба понашати и која је на улога у модерном друштву.
Before the other brothers will answer, I just want to clarify the question again.
I think that what
the person who wrote the question means is not that in the Vedic culture the person that one of the ladies feels that you know, that they feel unsatisfied how women are treated in Vedic culture.
Значи, желим само пояснити мало питання.
What they mean is what they see in ISKCON, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Ispravite me ako grešim, ali mislim da to nije stvar vedske kulture, nego onoga što vidimo u ISKCONu.
In Vedic culture, they give all respect to women.
U vedskoj kulturi svo poštovanje se pruža ženama.
I can't imagine that someone would be dissatisfied with the Vedic culture.
Mislim da neko ne bi trebao biti nezadovoljan vedskom kulturom.
So, I think we can assume that what they're talking about is the modern day application.
Mislim da možemo pretpostaviti da se radi o u stvari modernoj primjeni vedske kulture unutar ISKCON-a.
So, now the question has been clearly established. Now we will continue with the answers.
Sad kada je pitanje jasno uspostavljeno, onda ćemo nastaviti sa odgovorima.
As was rightly ascertained,
kao što je ustanovljeno,
first we have to understand what it means, how women are treated in a Vedic culture.
Moramo razumjeti prvo što to znači, kako se žene tretiraju u vedskoj kulturi.
For this, to understand it properly, we could sit here really until morning.
Da bismo to pravilno shvatili, mogli bismo sjediti ovdje do jutra.
But as it was already established, it's based on protection.
Kao što je ranije rečeno, to se bazira na zaštiti.
And not out of context with the rest of the society.
I ne van konteksta sa ostatkom društva.
As when you start to discuss Vedic society, one thing is linked up with the other.
Čim počnete raspravljati o vedskom društvu, jedna stvar je povezana sa drugom.
So from protection of the women, you go to the role of the man, and And you end up discussing varnas and ashramas and how they're interrelated and all this, and this is a whole complex picture.
I onda završite u raspravi o varnama i ashrama i kako je njihov međuodnos, i to je jedna jako složena slika.
We are far away from that culture.
A mi smo jako, jako daleko od te kulture.
We are coming from a savage homes.
Mi dolazimo iz divljačkih domova.
We are aborigines.
Mi smo urođenici.
You know, from a Vedic point of view, it's all aborigines.
Sa vedske tačke gledišta, mi smo svi urođenici.
Prabhupada used to call us members of an unknown caste.
Pravopad nas je zvao pripadnicima nepoznate kaste.
It's all mixed up.
Sve je pomiješano.
You know. Yeah. So, it's a huge subject matter.
To je ogromna tema.
Somebody, I can only give a hint.
Mogu dati samo nagovještaj.
The devotees who took a great detailed study on this.
Da bi bhakti poduzeli detaljno proučavanje toga.
Like Bhakti Vidyapurna Swami.
Kao Bhakti Vidyapurna
Swami. I was recently in Mayapur now. I heard some of the presentations.
I čuo sam neke prezentacije.
It's incredible detail presented.
To je nevjerojatno detaljna prezentacija.
So much detail that you can get almost scared.
Toliko detaljno da se jednostavno možete prepasti.
And you realize how far away you are from.
I onda shvatite koliko ste daleko.
Knowing how to behave.
Od toga da znate kako da se ponašate.
Prabhupada had a quite simple formula to this.
Prabhupada ima jednostavnu formulu za to.
He said, if they are devotees, it will be okay.
Ako su bhakti, sve će biti u redu.
Then the next question is, what is a devotee?
Onda sljedeće pitanje, što je bhakt?
And that's more actually inspiring to discuss as the role of the women only.
I to je malo više inspirirajuće za raspravljanje od same uloge žene.
Because then you get the impression that the whole Vedic society is geared to it to satisfy the women.
Jer onda dobijete utisak da cijelo vedsko društvo ide ka tome da se zadovolja žene.
Then the men start to make noise.
Onda muškarci počinju stvarati buku.
What about satisfying the man too, you know?
A šta je sa zadovoljstvom muškaraca?
And you are already in a world of dualities, you are already in trouble.
A vi ste u svijetu dualnosti, onda ste u nevolji.
So ultimately the whole Vedic society is geared towards satisfy Krishna.
Zato je cijelo vedsko društvo usmjereno da se znate da se zadovolji Krishna.
And in order to have some peaceful time, everybody has to assume their position and play their roles.
I da bi imali mir, svako mora zauzeti svoju poziciju.
It is a role.
To je uloga.
Assigned to us.
Koja nam se dodjeljuje.
As long we carry the material body around.
Dok god nosimo materijalno tijelo u nauku.
It's a serious role.
To je ozbiljna uloga.
But it's a temporary role.
Ali privremena uloga.
Next lifetime you can switch and try to discuss again.
Sljedeći život se možete promijeniti i pokušati ponovo raspravljati.
You know, so... Yes, role means duties.
Uloga znači dužnosti.
There is a benefits and there is a duties.
Postoje dobrobiti, postoje dužnosti.
Usually we go for the benefits.
Mi obično idemo odmah na dobrobiti.
And the duties, that's not so inspiring.
A dužnosti nisu baš inspirirajuće.
So it's a question of discipline.
To je stvar discipline.
Everybody has to take a role which is be disciplined.
Znači svako treba uzeti ulogu u kojoj mora uslijediti neku disciplinu.
Not dislike.
Ne volim.
You know, I want, I don't want.
Ja želim, ja ne želim.
I think.
Ja mislim.
I believe.
Ja vjerujem.
That I feel.
Da osjećam.
That I should.
Da bih trebao.
Or I could.
Maybe.
Možda.
Maybe.
I could.
Mogao bih.
What do you think?
Šta ti misliš?
Well, I think that you don't think.
Ja mislim da ti ne misliš da ja osjećam.
That I want.
Da želim.
Because I want.
Jer ja želim.
Something you don't want.
Nešto što ti ne želiš.
And you don't understand what I feel, what I think. Because maybe. It could be.
Možda bi moglo biti.
You can go a whole night like.
Možemo cijelu noć nastaviti tako.
Okay, so this is the dead end.
To je mrtav, jednostavno slijepa ulica.
This is a dead end road.
Znači ovo je slijepa ulica.
One thing that Prabhupada said is that the intermingling of young boys and young girls is the downfall of society.
Jednu stvar je Prabhupada rekao da je miješanje mladih dječaka, mladića i djevojaka u stvari pad društva.
And all of us grew up intermingling with the opposite sex.
A svi smo mi odrasli pomiješani sa suprotnim spolom.
And now we join this society that has, you know, roots that go back from thousands of years.
Onda smo se pridružili ovom društvu koje ima korijene koje seže tisućama godina unatrag.
And we're trying to adjust.
I pokušavamo se prilagoditi.
So, not an easy task.
To nije lak zadatak.
But Srila Prabhupada has given us so much guidance.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao toliko vodstva.
In his books.
U svojim knjigama.
And he always was the most wonderful example.
On je uvijek bio najljepši primjer.
He gave so much love and affection to both the men and the women.
Dao je toliko ljubavi i privrženosti i muškarcima i ženama.
So, yeah, there's definitely equality there.
Tu naravno postoji jednakost.
We're all spirit souls.
Jer svi smo mi duhovne duše.
And, yeah, the women are supposed to be so much respected like mother.
Jer žene treba poštovati kao majke.
In the 70s, it kind of, when Mataji, he was saying, up until 1974, it was like a big family.
Tamo negdje do 74. to je bilo sve kao jedna velika obitelj.
And then some sannyasis, they, somehow they got the women to go in the back.
I onda, nakon toga su sannyasi nekako izgurali žene natrag.
And then it all changed.
I onda se sve promijenilo.
It wasn't like a big happy family anymore.
Više to nije bila jedna velika sretna obitelj.
It was the men and the women.
Bili su to muškarci i žene.
So fortunately that's all changed now.
Na srećem to je sad sve promijenjeno.
Pretty much throughout the society.
Manje više kroz čitavo društvo.
That the women are next to the men, artik.
Narod i žene su uz muškarce.
And women are taking positions.
I žene zauzimaju položaje.
There's many presidents of temples in our society that are women.
Mnogi predsjednici hramova koji su u našem društvu žene.
There's a GBC member who's a woman.
Postoji članovi GBC-a žene.
Which Prabhupada, he actually told Mother Jamuna, he said, if you were a man, I'd put you as a GBC.
Stari Prabhupada je Muni rekao da si muškarac, ja bih te stavio za GBC-a.
So it's become a little more liberal.
Znači postalo je i liberalnije.
So, just a little comment about that.
Na to je komentar. Znači, Mataji Urmila je na seminaru u Oštrom odgovorila na ta pitanja. Ako neko želi, može mi pristupiti, ja ću mu presnimiti taj seminar. In the history of Croatian camp, I have never distributed more copies of a seminar than this one. For free.
Wow, free. Best plot now.
Yes.
So, Urmila herself has disciples.
Urmila sama ima učenike.
They're just waiting for her to get official permission.
Koji čekaju da ona dobije službenu dozvolu.
So, anyway, that's just one part of it. But it would be interesting to know exactly what the person was referring to when they said they not satisfied with the Vedic role of a woman, because it could be different things.
Bilo bi dobro znati što je osoba tačno mislila kada je rekla da nije zadovoljna kako se sa ženama postoji pa u vedskom društvu. Da mogu to biti različite stvari tu.
Maybe the person who wrote the question could tell us what exactly they don't feel satisfied about.
Možda nam ta osoba može reći šta je to
answer
tačno.
That.
U vezi s čim se ne osjeća dobro, pa možemo odgovoriti na to.
So lady, who wrote this? One of the ladies wrote this? Or one of the men?
Ko je napisao, da li je neka od dama ili neki muškarac?
I assume it's one of the ladies.
Pretpostavljam da je neka od dama.
Could be a man.
Možda je muškarac.
I don't know.
Ne znam. In the verse Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, Krishna asks us to offer him a leaf, a flower, a fruit, and water. He does not mention a root in which the life is. So why are we offering roots and thus killing the plant? U stihu patram pushpam palam toyam, Krishna traži da mu ponudimo list, cvijet, plod i vodu. On ne spominje korijen u kojem je život. Zašto nudimo i korijen i tako ubijamo biljku?
Vijaya is escaping this question.
Vijaya bježi od ovoga pitanja.
Well, you're not a cook.
Ja nisam kuhar. Jiva, jiva,
I guess that just leaves me. Well, leaf refers to vegetables.
Znači list, to se odnosi na povrće.
And tulsi plant.
I biljku tulasi.
But, I mean, it's understood that in all the temples in India, they are offering potatoes.
Hramovima u Indiji, no desi
well,
krampiri.
Except for Puri, maybe.
Možda u Puriju, ne.
Different types of vegetables.
Različite vrste povrće.
Some vegetables you can just pick.
Neko povrće možete ubrati kao paradajz.
Your tikvica.
Tikvica. Right?
Without killing the plant.
Bez da ubijete biljku.
But the others, yeah, the plant will have to die.
A u drugim slučajima
biljka će morati life
umrijeti, žrtvovati svoj
život. To be offered to God.
Da ga ponudi Bogu.
But that's a glorious offering.
Ali to je slavna ponuda.
And the vegetable gets great benefit and
I povrće dobiva veliku
dobrobit. Goes to the next higher station.
Ide na sljedeći viši položaj.
So therefore it's not violent.
I stoga to nije nasilno.
Krishna also killed demons.
Krishna je također ubio demone.
And they get liberation.
I dobio su oslobođenje.
So it's not a matter of life and death.
To nije pitanje života i smrti.
Because, you know, the soul lives forever.
Jel duša živi vječno.
And it goes to some next higher body.
I ide u neko više tijelo.
And there's a statement in the Bhagavatam, jivo jivasya jivanam.
I u Bhagavatam postoji izjava jivo jivasya jivanam.
That one living entity is food for another living entity.
Jedno živo biće je hrana za drugo živo biće.
That's natural.
To je prirodno.
Going on in all species of life.
I dešava se u svim vrstama života.
So if we offer everything to Krishna,
ako sve ponudimo
then
Krishna,
there's no loss,
onda nema gubitka
for whatever type of fruit, vegetable, root,
za bilo
or
koju,
fruit,
za bilo koju plod, voćku, povrće ili
korijen. All of these things are given. All of these entities are benefited.
Sve ti entiteti, sva ta bića, imaju dobrobit.
Does that answer the question?
Da li to odgovara na pitanje?
Yeah. I think it would be better to have people ask the questions because then you can ask them, are they satisfied? What do they want to hear about?
Možda bi bilo bolje da ljudi direktno postavljaju pitanja, pa onda bi
anyway,
mogli pitati da li su zadovoljni sa odgovorima, ali hajmo nastaviti.
Written question.
Why today's ISKCON gives so little emphasis on farm communities when Srila Prabhupada stated that as one of 10 goals of ISKCON? Zašto današnji ISKCON daje toliko malo naglaska na farmske zajednice kada je Srila Prabhupada to naveo kao jedan od 10 ciljeva ISKCON-a? 10 ciljeva ISKCON-a.
I think one reason is because we don't have many farmers.
Možda je razlog to što nemamo mnogo farmera.
In America we've tried many farms.
U Americi smo pokušali mnoge farme.
But because the devotees that join are pretty much city people, they weren't able to come up, you know, to come up to the standard that we wanted. Very few devotees at the farms now. And they're not practically growing anything.
That's
what you mean by standards?
Standards?
Can you explain what you mean by
that?
They may misunderstand.
Well, farm means that you're growing things.
Фарма подразумевает, что там нечто узгают.
And there's a community that are cooperating together.
И после заедница, которая заедно сураджуе.
It's also, Prabhupada also, he wanted the whole Varnashram thing.
Они, что Прабхупада там хотел учить о Варнашрам.
Which is also something that he said that he wanted to do and that was not completed.
То есть нечто, что я рекал, да желаю учинить, но то не довершено.
So that's, yeah, this is. I think this is the reason.
Mislim da je to razlog.
Well, the question formulates an assumption here.
Znači, pitanje je formulirano na pretpostavci.
That nobody cares for the.
Da nikoga nije briga.
That's not exactly true.
A to u stvari nije istina.
But you have to face the reality.
Ali se moramo suočiti sa stvarnošću.
I'm right now in Sweden on a farm.
Ja sam upravo sad u Švedskoj na farmi.
So from that point of view, it's far away from that what Prabhupada expected the farm to be.
I to je u stvari daleko od onoga što je Prabhupada očekivao da farma bude.
Devotees simply live there.
Bhakti jednostavno žive tamo.
And everybody has a job outside.
I svi imaju neki vanjski posao.
And then in the evening they come home.
I na večer dođu kući.
Well, that's something, some community.
To je nešto, neka
they
zajednica.
They call it a village.
To se zove, nazivaju to selom.
And there are some cows. Standing around.
Ima tu okolo nekih krava koje stoje.
There is one devotee who is always was taking care of them since the beginning of the farm.
Jedan bhakta koji uvijek brinuo o njima od početka farme.
And then we have the Smita Krishna Swami.
Onda imamo Smita Krishna Swami.
Who is the chief farmer?
Koji je glavni farmer?
Not exactly Varnashram Dharma.
Nije baš Varnashrama Dharma.
But he sees there is a need.
On vidi da postoji potreba.
And he is interested in that.
I on je zainteresiran za to.
But I would say he's not really probably a big expert, you know.
Nije neki veliki stručnjak.
But I saw him just a few days ago going around and cutting grass, you know, with gumi shoes and you
vidio
know,
sam ga neki dan u gumenim čizmama kako kosi travu.
It was needed.
Ili bilo potrebno.
But once again we are far away from that what Prabhupada expected us to do.
Ali još jednom mi smo jako daleko od toga što je Prabhupada očekivao da budemo.
And it was just Hari Sauri Prabhu visiting.
I Harishavi Prabhu je posjetio.
And he gave a very relevant comment.
I dao je jako relevantan komentar.
That if we don't manage all the residents on a farm being dependent on the farm.
Znači ako nemamo sve stanovnike farme da budu ovisni o farmi.
In other words, nobody goes outside.
Drugim riječima da niko ne ide van raditi.
So nobody will take it seriously.
Niko to neće shvatiti onda ozbiljno.
But when you see the land and the forest and everything, and you think this is my income, this is my livelihood.
Kad vidite zemlju i šumu i sve okolo i mislite ovo je moj prihod, od ovoga živim.
This is what I live from.
Od ovoga živim.
The animals, everything.
Životinje, sve.
Well, then you start to take it very seriously.
Da, onda ćete to početi shvatiti jako ozbiljno.
So until we don't come to that point,
dok ne dođemo do te točke,
it's going to be only some virtual discussions going on.
Možemo samo virtualno diskutirati o tome.
But Maya can help us.
Da, Maya nam može pomoći.
Little kick here, little kick there, the whole society comes down where we are going to go.
Mali udarac tamo, i onda kad se cijelo društvo sruši, gdje ćemo otići?
You can try to eat your internet, you know.
Možete pokušati jesti sve internet.
Internet cables.
Internetske kablove.
You know, you can try to eat your chips.
Pokušajte jesti čipove.
Chips?
Your memory cards. I mean
vaše memorijske kartice.
I mean the technocratical chips.
Mislio sam na čipu, kompjuterske čipove.
This can happen very quickly.
I to se može desiti jako brzo. what exactly means to take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Is that a meditation on her lotus feet? And if it is, what exactly? When we want to take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, what exactly what exactly should we do in our meditation? Što točno znači uzeti utočište lotosu i stopala Srimati Radharani? Da li je to meditacija na njene lotosove stopale? I ako je, kakva točno? Kada želimo uzeti utočište lotosu i stopala Srimati Radharani, što točno trebamo u meditaciji činiti?
This is a very deep tattva.
Ovo je jako duboka tattva.
And there's many aspects to this.
To je mnogi aspekti.
I guess that we would have to begin by understanding what it means to take shelter.
Mislim da trebamo početi od toga da shvatimo što to znači.
Sanskrit for this is ashraya.
Sanskrit za to je ashraya.
That's the basis of the word ashram also.
To je osnova riječi ashram također.
It comes from the root shri, dolazi which means od, Lakshmi.
Dolazi od korijenja shri, što znači Lakshmi.
Or ultimately shri means Sri Radha.
I u krajnjem slučaju shri znači Sri Radha.
So, just as Lakshmi serves Narayan,
kao što Lakshmi služi Narayan,
in that way she takes shelter of him.
Na taj način ona uzima njegovo utočište.
So, in that way, shelter indicates service.
Na taj način utočište ukazuje na službu.
Another aspect is
what
is our ultimate goal,
šta je naš
krajnji in
cilj?
Krishna consciousness.
Osvjesnosti Krishna.
In other words, what is our conception of perfection?
Kakav je naš koncept savršenstva?
What is our objective?
Koji je naš cilj?
What do we aspire for?
A šta je to za čim težimo?
So we're praying every day.
Stoga svaki dan molimo.
E neve dana dara, sakira nugata koro, seva adikara dije, koro nija, dasi. That this is my desire.
Ovo je moja želja.
To become a follower of the Sakis.
Da postanem sljedbenik Sakija.
But, alas, I am unqualified for such position.
Nisam kvalificiran za takvo položaj.
Seva adhikara dije, please give me qualification to become your maid servant, your dasi.
Tvoja dasi.
Radharani is just a female expansion of Krishna.
Radharani je ženska ekspanzija Krishna.
And she is the topmost servitor
sluga Krishna.
And she controls Krishna by her love.
I ona svojom ljubavlju kontrolira Krishna.
So she is the ashraya and Krishna is the vishaya.
Ona je ashraya, a Krishna je vishraya.
That means that Krishna is the object of love.
To znači da je Krishna predmet ljubavi.
And Sri Radha is the container of that love, or shelter of that love.
Radharani je utočište te ljubavi.
So, really, the goal of our practice is not to attain Krishna.
U stvari, cilj naše prakse nije dosegnuti
goal is to attain love of Krishna.
Naš je cilj dosegnuti ljubav prema Krishna.
So, who has love of Krishna?
A ko ima ljubav prema
Krishna? Not Krishna.
Nije Krishna.
But Sri Radha has love.
Sri Radha, ona ima ljubav prema Krishna.
So we take shelter of her.
Mi uzimamo njenu
pray to her.
Molimo se njoj.
Aspire to please her.
тежимо да задоволимо,
knowing that that's the best way to please Krishna.
Знаючи, да это най-добрият начин да задоволим
Кришна. And that she will give us, she's Bhakti Devi, she will give us love for Krishna.
Она ще нам даде любов прямо Кришне.
So that's the ultimate or high-end meaning of taking
shelter.
Now the question also mentioned about meditation, like practically what do you do?
Питание также вспоминало, что практично чините у медитации.
But just as Manidhar Prabhu mentioned, you know, just hearing Bhagavatam.
Само слушание Бхагаватам.
You learn something.
Научите некие ствари.
You know, maybe without even systematically analyzing something.
Без неке систематски анализи.
So similarly, by associating with devotees, senior devotees,
старим бхактама,
then what can adopt or imbibe
mood
approaching Krishna through the agency of Shri Radha.
Приложение Кришны через посредование Радхарани.
Krishna himself says to Narada.
Кришна сам каже Нараде.
That satyam satyam puna satyam satyam eva puna punaha. Radha vina prasadena mat prasada na jayate. Means the truth.
Istina.
I am telling you the truth again and again.
Iznova.
And I'm only speaking the truth.
Говорим саму истину.
Without the mercy of Shri Radha, one can never obtain my mercy.
Без милости Раде особа никогда не может достигнуть мою милость.
So the only way to attain Krishna's mercy is through the obtaining the mercy of Shri Radha.
Jedini način da se dosegne Krishna milost je da se dosegne milost Radharani.
So when one realizes this, then one will naturally think about approaching Shri Radha.
I kada osoba razmišlja o tome, onda će prirodno razmišljati o priloženju Radhi.
But alas, Shri Radha is unattainable for us.
Ali nažalost,
impalpable.
За нас недостижна.
Too great.
Она превелика.
She's too glorious.
Она преславна.
So maybe we can approach Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi.
Можно можем прийти Лалита и Вишакха Сакхи.
But then again we meet the same problem.
Але онда се сусречемо са истим проблемом.
They are also exalted servants,
uzvišene sluškinje,
very dear and intimate associates of Krishna.
Drage i intimne sluškinje Krishna.
So now we must set our sights a little bit lower.
Tako da moramo podesiti svoj pogled
malo niže. We approach Rupa and Rati.
Prilazimo Rupi i Rati i Manjari.
And they themselves are also Rupa Manjari is
Rupa Manjari.
The Mukhya Manjari. She is always with Shri Radha.
Ona je uvijek uz Shri Radu.
So what can we do?
Što da činimo onda?
So we must go even further.
Moramo
down.
I, das, niže do,
anudas, da, anudas, anudas,
anudas, anudas.
And we approach our predecessors in our
Guru Parampara,
the Goswamis,
Goswami Imam,
the servants of Lord Chaitanya,
slugama gospodine Chaitanya,
and Krishnas Kaviraj, Narottam Thakur,
Shyamananda,
Jiva Goswami,
Jiva Goswami.
All the way down, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Babaji, Gaurakishore
Babaji,
Saraswati Thakur,
Prabhupada.
So then we pray to them.
I molimo se njima.
So they are situated at the feet of Shri Radha. So taking shelter of the feet of Shri Radha means taking shelter of the feet of the Acharyas.
I uzeti utočišta stopala Radharani znači uzeti utočišta stopala Acharya.
Because they are Nikunja, you know, Ratikili Sidyai. Yaya-liviya-yuktir-apekshaniya. They are very expert in serving Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan.
Radha Krishna u gajevima Vrindavana.
Then again, there's a practical aspect of the actual feat of Sri Radha with all of the various symbols.
Onda postoji praktične stvari.
One can also meditate.
Aspekti Radharani i stopala sa svim simbolima, osoba može jednostavno meditirati.
One can pray to her feet.
Može se moliti njenim stopalima.
Worship them with flowers and
obožavati ih stopalima, obožavati ih cvijećem.
That's also practical.
To je također praktično.
So there's many different ways.
Postoji mnogo različitih načina da se uči.
But Sri Radha has come to us in the form of Lord Gauranga.
Ali Sri Radha nam je došlo u obliku gospodina Gauranga.
So without approaching him,
i bez priloženja
then we
njemu,
cannot approach Radha and Krishna.
I ne možemo prići Radhi i Krishna.
So these are some of the various aspects of taking shelter of Sri Radha without going into any further detail due to lack of time.
Ovo su neki od različitih aspekata priloženja stopalima Šrimati Radharani bez uloženja u detalje zbog nedostatka vremena. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says in one commentary that we cannot become Krishna conscious in one lifetime. On the other hand, we hear that Srila Prabhupada promised that we will go into the spiritual world after this lifetime if we strictly follow our vows of initiation. How to put that together? Does that mean that this is not our first life in Krishna consciousness or something else? U trećem pevanju Šrimad Bhagavatam Šrila Prabhupada u jednom komentaru kaže da se ne može postati svjestan Krišna u jednom životu. S druge strane, čujemo da je Šrila Prabhupada obećao da ćemo u duhovni svijet nakon ovog života, ako strogo slijedimo zavjete na inicijacije. Kako to staviti skupa? Znači li da nam ovo nije prvi život u svjesnosti Krišne ili nešto drugo?
Šrila Prabhupada also said that anybody who takes to Krishna consciousness in their previous life they were also practicing.
Prabhupada je također rekao da kako priđe svjesnosti Krišne da je prakticirao i u prethodnom životu.
So in this way it's not that just this life we've been practicing.
Znači da nismo prakticirali samo u ovom životu na taj način.
And we're now we're continuing.
Mi sad nastavljamo.
Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, in his studies of Saraswati Thakur's life, discovered that he presented to devotees that a devotee will take generally three lifetimes, one as Kanishta, one as Madhyam, and one as Uttam.
Bhakti Vikas Swami u svojem proučavanju učenja Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati u stvari naišao na poantu. Da on kaže da osoba u stvari treba i tri života, da jednom dođe kao Kanishta adhikari, jednom kao Madhya adhikari i jednom kao Uttama adhikari.
This is probably what he's referring to in this question.
To je vjerovatno ono na što se ovo pitanje odnosi.
But Prabhupada made some special arrangement with Krishna.
Ali Prabhupada napravio poseban aranžman za
Western people,
za ljude sa zapada,
who are not very good sadhakas,
koji nisu jako dobri sadake,
can't concentrate for long periods,
ne možemo se koncentrirati,
therefore they cannot chant 64 rounds,
zato ne mogu mantrati 64 kruga,
even on Ekadashi,
čak ni na Ekadashi.
And they're struggling in sense control,
bore se sa kontrolom osjetila.
And so many things.
Toliko mnogo stvari.
So, but if they at least chant 16 rounds minimum,
ako, and follow minimum 16 krugova,
four upadharmas,
i slijede četiri upadharme,
and four regular principles,
četiri regulativna principa,
then Krishna, Prabhupada made some plea, bargaining, on our behalf. Please accept that.
Prabhupada je u naše ime postigao pogodbu da se molim te prihvati to.
So, Therefore, he said that rest assured, in this lifetime you will go back to Godhead if you follow this. So we simply have to do that.
And
that indicates that, well, to continue chanting 16 rounds year after year, it means that you have to have a taste for it.
Jednostavno, mantrati 16 krugova godinu
za godinom
znači da morate imati ukus za to. To nije mehanički proces.
So that means some taste must come.
Znači da neki ukus mora
biti. And if taste comes,
ako ukus dođe,
then you'll naturally think that why 16 rounds?
Onda ćete naravno pomisliti, pa zašto 16?
Why not 32 rounds?
Zašto ne 32?
Or 64?
Ili 64?
So, if someone's actually chanting for many years, then properly, then they should naturally want to increase their number of rounds. And they'll want to hear more about Krishna.
They'll
want to serve Krishna and the Vaishnavas
more.
And they should probably also get some taste for spreading the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Također će dobiti neki ukus za širenje poruke gospodina Chaitanya.
So in this way,
na taj način,
it's like Prabhupada, you know, he made a special bargain with Krishna, but
postigao tu posebnu pogodbu sa Krishnom.
If we follow the basic formula, we will naturally increase, because spiritual life means increasing.
Ako slijedimo osnovnu formulu, prirodno ćemo stvari povećati, jer duhovni život znači povećavanje.
But in any case, that reconciles the apparent contradiction.
Ali to pomiruje
one life,
kontradikciju između jednog života,
many lifetimes,
i mnogih života. Želite li dodati nešto?
Send me a book and I will repeat it. But still, Prabhupada did make that statement. So it's kind of one of those things that's not black and white.
Yes.
Anybody that takes the devotional service now in their previous life, they're also engaged in devotional service and they're picking up.
Was it that came in contact?
Means maybe heard a Harinam party, got some prasadam.
There's also, if you read Bhagavad Gita, it's Prabhupada mentioning that there's a vast range of people coming to this movement. And not all of them are necessarily going to continue with the
Neće svi nužno nastaviti sa putem bhakti.
It's so liberal, this movement, that it facilitates practically anybody who comes in the door.
Znači ovo je liberalan pokret koji pruža mogućnost svakome ko dođe.
But who that person is will be revealed as the purification starts.
Ali ko je ta osoba zaista bit će otkrivena kada počnu pročišćenja. How much is my desire decisive in order to get something? Koliko je odlučujuća moja želja da bih nešto dobio?
Very elusive question.
Well, I can say this about that.
Mogu reći ovo o tome.
There's the traditional guru disciple pastime.
Postoji tradicionalna zabava između učitelja i učenika, guruva i učenika.
The disciple was mentioning how he wants to know about how much his desire should be for him to attain Krishna.
Učenik je stalno govorio kako želi znati koliko je njegova želja bitna za dostizanje Krišne.
So the guru suggested to meet him in the lake the next day.
Onda je guru predložio da se nađu kod jezera sljedećeg jutra.
So the disciple came and the guru was already in the water.
I učenik je došao, guru je bio
u
vodi.
Called him.
Guru ga je pozvao
the water.
Da uđe u vodu.
Then grabbed his by the hair and pushed him under the water, his head under the water.
Grabio za kosu i gurnuo ga pod vodu.
Kept him there for 2 or 3 minutes.
Držao ga tamo 2-3 minute.
And bubbles were coming up.
Počeli su izlaziti mihurići.
And the disciple was struggling.
Učenik se borio.
And finally he brought his head up.
I onda mu je konačno podignuo glavu.
And he said, "What do you want?"
I pitao ga, šta želiš?
Air.
Zrak.
Just want air.
Samo želim zrak.
He said, "That much you must desire Krishna."
E toliko moraš želiti Krishna.
In order to be successful.
Da bi bio uspješan.
So the desire has to be focused. Anyabilashita shunya.
Želja mora biti fokusirana.
Without other desires.
Bez drugih želja.
Ekaha kurunandana. Yavasayatmika buddhi. This intelligence where it's focused on one goal.
Inteligencija mora biti fokusirana na jedan cilj.
Stated by Krishna even in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna kaže čak u drugom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita.
And we developed that by serving spiritual master.
A to razvijamo služeći duhovnog učitelja.
As Vishwanatha Chakravarti so elaborately commented on that verse.
Jer Vishwanatha Chakravarti Prabhu je komentirao taj stih opširno.
2:40, I believe it is.
And
Prabhupada read that in India and he became very inspired.
Prabhupada je to čitao u Indiji i postao jako inspiriran.
Gave him the determination to go odlučnost. To the West and fulfill the prophecy the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
A ispuni želju Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati i proročanstvo.
But what the person wants in the question, I don't know what they want.
Šta je to što osoba u pitanju želi, ja ne znam. Odgovor je dobar, bez obzira šta želi.
Nitaya Dvaya Prabhu.
Sometimes it seems that our desire is decisive and not the mercy of Krishna. That's my question. That was a statement.
It was a statement.
That was his question.
Sometimes, and he's explaining it now, sometimes
our desire is more important than the Krishna's mercy.
More important?
It is described that Krishna's mercy is bigger than our desire.
Yeah, that's true.
Not to istina.
can be Moshe, Krishna Kame Alma Bhaje, Mage Vishaya Sukha, Amrita Chari Vishamage E Bada Murka, Amivige E Murka Kena Vishaya Diva, Swad Charan Amrita Diya, Vishaya Boleva. Razumesh ba? Means you understand it, brother? Okay, so Krishna says,
Krishna Krishna,
Amavaje Magne Vishas. Someone who worships me but still desires sense gratification.
Ebada
Morka, he's a big fool.
On je velika budala.
But I'm more intelligent.
Ali ja sam inteligentni.
Ami vige e morke. Kena vishadi, but why should I give this full sense gratification?
Zašto bi toj budali dao čul osjetilno uživanje?
Sva čaranamita dila. I will give him the nectar of my lotus feet.
Daću mu nektar svoj lotus feet.
Vishaya boleba. And this way he'll forget all about that other desire.
Na taj način će on zaboraviti sve te druge želje.
So what you're saying is true, Nitaidvaya.
Ono što ti Nitaidvaya kažeš je istina.
Krishna is very merciful and he can adjust and interfere with our material desire.
O, Krishna je jako milostiv, može se umiješati u naše materialne želje.
And that's confirmed in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam also.
I to je potvrđeno u petom pjevanju Bhagavatam.
Satyam dishat yartitam artito ninam naivartita yat puna artita yata svayam vadate bhajitam manichitam what is the rest? Palapala vapalavam. It says that anichananam palapala vapalavam. That Krishna will fulfill the desires of his devotees.
Krishna će ispuniti želje svojih bhakta.
Whatever they may be.
Kako god one da jesu.
He will personally do that.
On će to učiniti osobno.
As long as that thing, whatever it may be, doesn't interfere with his, it's not an obstacle on his path.
Sve dok ta stvar nije prepreka na putu te osobe.
And as long as once the devotee gets the particular desire fulfilled,
i dok god bhakta dobije ispunimo se ta želja,
he doesn't become greedy and keep asking for more and more and more.
Iako ne postane pohlepan pa traži još više i više i više.
In this way, obstructing his devotion.
I na taj način čini zapreku svom predanom služenju.
So in this way, even though he may not want it, I still give him the shelter of my lotus feet.
Ja mu još uvijek dajem utočište svojih lotusovih stopala.
It's anichitam.
To je anichitam.
It's undesired. So,
to je neželjeno.
So Krishna, with his devotees, he is more assertive and interferes with their
baktama, on se više uključuje
in a merciful way by
na milostiv način se miješa,
taking away their material desire
i oduzima im njihove materialne želje
and giving his mercy to that person.
I daje svoju milost toj osobi.
That's the meaning of Nitaidvaya.
To je značenje Nitaidvaya.
Especially Lord Nityananda is most merciful.
Naročito gospodin Nityananda je najmilostiviji u tom pogledu.
Yeah.
As we run out of written questions.
All right, so we can stop now. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.